said that was, what, 9 through 12 here?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I graduated from high school in 70.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, what do you consider yourself a native of now?
Chickasaw County. Yeah, right. Chickasaw County native. I mean, like I said, I was born in the Vardaman Hospital, but,
right.
Well, actually, I consider myself a native of you know, this area, so to speak, around here, I guess you would say, because I feel at home in Vardaman. I go down there and do specialty programs, MC things, speak to banquets, and you know, I feel at home down here, and I feel at home around here, just about all the towns around, because, I guess, exposure and... I'm pretty much a plain regular guy, you know, and so I just kind of make myself at home anywhere. So really, when somebody asks me where I'm a native of, I say, well, the Houston area, because everybody around here at least understands that Vardaman is in the Houston trade area, and, you know, Holka there in the Houston trade area and this kind of thing. So Chickasaw County, I guess.
How many years altogether did you actually live in Calhoun County, would you say?
About three. I guess it was somewhere between the time I was four and we left there before I was eight, you know, seven and a half, something like that. So 3.5 years, I guess, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have any school in Fast High School, Rick?
I went to junior college at Wood Junior College. It's actually a Methodist-supported school, and you always wonder how a good Baptist like me got down there. But mostly it was convenience. It's located 30 miles down the road. I was working here at the time. I did not want to be like a lot of my friends that, you know, they would go to school, mom, dad has to buy the car, and, you know, whatever they do. And so anyway, I was working, you know, the regular 40 hours a week. I didn't have to work that much, I don't guess. And the boss didn't make me work that much. They real good, you know, real flexible, let you do what you have to do and supplement that with what you want to do or take that away from it. And, but anyway, it was... I lived on campus because I felt like, you know, I needed the campus life, you know, to be a part of. And I was used to being, you know, in clubs and, you know, president of this and representative on that. And so anyway, I went to Wood Junior College and stayed on campus, but I drove up here every day and worked, you know. And then I'd drive back down there at night and, you know, spend my nights, which didn't include a lot of studying. Because the time I got back, you know, everybody else had already taken the girls back to the dorm and usually wound up in my room. I think the first week of school, it was kind of funny, I bought a carton of Marlboros, you know, took them down and put them in a drawer, and about Wednesday they were gone. And I took, you know, my old safety razor, and it was gone, so it didn't take me long to learn that if you smoked Camels and used a straight razor, people wouldn't bum off of you. So I did that.
Good move.
You know, somebody come by and want to borrow your razor, and they see the straight razor, and they don't want it anymore. But that's where I went to college. It was basically liberal arts. You know, I got an AA degree, associate arts, I believe you call it, and, you know, served. Really now, and I make a lot of people mad, I'm on an advisory council for a junior college in another area, and I mean in this area, but it's a different junior college. And I make them mad when I point out the fact that what the kids learn in books is not so important as what they learn about how to deal with the people around them and how they should live and how to put up with a lot of different things. I didn't really learn a lot in books, you know, other than more or less a review of high school, you know, Juan met a pretty with a sure south and all that garbage, and King Richard's third wife, second daughter's first son, and stuff like this in Western Civ. We had a real funky one in there, you know, man. She was heavy in more ways than one. But I wanted to take, you know, some speech courses and things like this, but they never would coincide with, you know, I just couldn't work them in. And the speech teacher there was about 65, 70. You know, the private colleges, you know how they are. Got to get somebody they can pay $2,500 a year to teach. And she had a little bit of a nervous condition, and she was a fine lady.